the pasuk in the Megillah says, "Vayomer haMelech laChachamim Yodei haYitzim kichein zivar haMelech lefnei koydei davadin." After Vashti refused to come to Achashverosh's party, he calls to the people who know the times, asking them what to do so he could judge her. So the Gemara asks, what's it mean, knows the times? And the answer is that those people who know the times are people who can know how to make leap years. Make Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So the special skill some talent people had was to make a leap year. We also know Ibishitz asks in the Sefer Yaros Devash a simple question. What connection do people who know how to make the times a new leap year have to how to judge a person if this person should be killed or not? Simple question, based on the Gemara, what connection does the times have to judging the person? So he explains like this incredibly, that he starts off that any person who's getting killed, who is being judged, they always wanted to make sure that they're the right age. The Medrash says that someone is ben noach, someone is not Jewish, only can get punished over the age of 20. If someone's under 20 years old, they won't be punished. So now we got to find out how old Vashti was at this time of the party when she refuses to come. Is her age punishable or not? So he quotes Yalkut Shimoni and says that when Belshazzar was the last king of Babel, a grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, and Vashti was his daughter. So he says that when Belshazzar was killed, Vashti was a Nara. She was 12 and a half years old. We know the age of Nara is 12 and a half years old, so she's 12 and a half years old when Belshazzar is killed, and the time from when Belshazzar was killed until the third year of Achashverosh's reign, as when he made the party, was 7 years later, so really at this point Vashti is only 19 and a half years old. But we need to add 180 days, because the party 180 more days longer, and now Vashti comes out to 7, so we had 12 and a half plus 7, is 19 and a half plus 6 more months, puts her at 20 years old. The question is it a leap year or not? Because the story falls out on around Nisan time. So Achshverosh asks these people, is it a leap year or not? If it's a leap year, then there's 13 months in the year, there's a second Adar, then Vashti really is only 19 and 12 months years old, but not officially 20 years old. So she wouldn't have to be killed if she's that age. But if it's not a leap year, then that's Nisan now, then she has no excuse to not come, and she will be, and she didn't come or not, and then she will be killed because she is above the age of 20, is an amazing idea from Yos Haimishis. But he goes even further, a different way to look at it. He goes on, he tries to prove that Vashti may have been a different age. Let's see how it works this way. And he says that really the party, the 180-day party ended on Chet Nisan. So if it started and ended on Chet Nisan, then we have 7 more days in the next party, which ends us falling out on the 15th of Nisan, which is the first day of Pesach. What happened on Pesach is where it gets interesting. Pesach, many miracles happened to us. One of the miracles happened was that Belshazzar, Vashti's father, was killed on that day. The story in Daniel says that a hand appeared at the party. It was wrote on the wall, Manah, Manah, Tekel Ephrasin. His days are counted, and that night, he was killed. So if that night he's killed, and then that day is his day of passing. We'll call it his Yortzei. So that's his Yortzei day. So now Vashti gets called to Achashverosh, and she has an excuse. This day, this 15th day, is her father's Yortzei. She doesn't want to go out to the party. On this day, she's mourning. So if that's the case, she has an excuse not to come. So Achashverosh asks these people, the Yodei Yitzin, these people who know the times, they have to find out if today's actually the Yortzei or not. If it's a leap year, and really it's only the 15th or 14th minus a day because the calendar switches a day of Adar. If that case is an Adar still, she has no excuse not to come. But if it's really the 15th day of Nisan, then maybe she has an excuse to not come to the party. And if that's the case, then okay, Achshverosh will let her live and he'll judge her favorably and not kill her. Then he goes even further and incredibly ties these two ideas together. If you would say that it's the depending if it's the month of Nisan or Adar, if it's the 13-month year and she's really under 20 or not, then that's one way. But he says how the calendar works out, that if it's a leap year or not, the days are be subtracted and added in certain months. So if that's the case, it's not possible for, if it was leap year or not leap year, to fall out on the 15th of Nisan. It'll be probably the 11th of Nisan, which should give her no excuse to not come. No matter what, Vashti has no excuse not come to the party, because it would not be possible for that day to be Pesach night, her father's yahrzeit, or she was above the age of 20. So no matter how you look at it, either way, she would be stuck. This is an incredible idea from Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz in his Sefer Yarei Savash, also compiled in more pasuk by pasuk Sefer called Yeshua Gedola, by Rabbi Dov Fink, who organized it.